calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones make studio-quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/Motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.
Annie Rowland, medical case manager in clinical services, as I told you, for the community renewal team, and they've got... a big, big happening, the 30th annual World AIDS Day. And this free event, as I said, is open to the public and will be held Friday, okay, tomorrow, November 30th, from 5:30 in the afternoon until 8:30 in the evening at the Artists Collective on Albany Avenue in Hartford. Let's welcome our guest, Giovanni Rowland. Giovanni, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I hope you are too. Now, how is this going to be held, and what do we have to look forward to if we want to attend?
So there are many things happening. Basically, it is a collaboration with the City of Hartford and Community Health Services, as well as CRT and other nonprofit agencies, are doing a celebration for the 30th annual World AIDS Day. And the why we call it a celebration is because basically it is a celebration. We've evolutionated so many since the 90s on AIDS and medicine and all the services around, you know, throughout the entire country, and we're celebrating those things. So basically what we're going to have at this event is a family-friendly event, totally free, no charge of for the public, and we're going to have food. There's going to be presenters. We're going to have doctors talking. We're going to have individuals who've been living with HIV for more than 20 years talking about their experience from back in the 90s until now and how they've overcome their obstacles from back in the day. And we're going to have music. We're going to have raffles, and it's totally free for everyone in the public. So we're trying to spread out the word and have everybody come in and say hello. You know, even if you're not living with HIV, you know someone, had a family member that currently lives with HIV or passed away from the complications that HIV brings in to individuals back in the 90s or still do, please come in and celebrate with us.
The guest is Giovanni Rowland, the medical case manager and clinical services for the community renewal team. Giovanni, I've had family members who have worked actually on the medical side of this for years in pharmaceutical research, and it is good that AIDS, actually for the past several years, has no longer been a death sentence, as you allude to, that it was back in the 90s, and there are many people who live functional lives still with the HIV virus, and we've had, you know, some clinical trials that show in some cases the virus being completely eliminated.
Yes, definitely. So that's currently, it's been, so I was reading the news not too long ago from, I believe it was Spain, where they're currently in trials for 2019, and I believe they might have signed something. I'm not 100% sure, but it looks like they have. And that's why we're also celebrating U equals U, which means undetectable equals untransmittable. So we know now that if you are undetectable, you're taking your HIV medications, as prescribed by your medical provider, the possibilities of you infecting a negative person are extremely minimum, and research has shown that it's really no risk at all. So if you are undetectable because you're taking your HIV medication as prescribed and doing, you know, taking your medication as prescribed by your doctor, the possibilities of you infecting someone with HIV are zero.
Wow.
So that's, wow, that's gigantic for me.
Now, you know, when you look at this whole situation, what it was and what it is, how do you look at it?
I mean, I can just say I'm so grateful that it keeps evolutionating and that we're getting somewhere. And it seems like we're closer and closer to the cure. I didn't experience AIDS from the 90s, but I have clients that have, you know, that come from the 90s until now, and they talk about, oh my God, how dramatic it was back in the day and how easy it is now to just take one pill a day when these individuals used to come from 18 pills a day,
wow,
and maybe three times a day. And now it's just one pill once a day, and you're virally suppressed, and you're not infecting anybody else,
so,
because you're maintaining the undetectable.
You can't infect anybody else.
You can't, no.
No, if you maintain your viral suppression, there is zero possibilities of infection.
One pill a day versus, Giovanni, you said at one point it was 18 pills three times a day.
That's right.
Yeah, it was 18, sometimes even 24 pills three times a day.
So we've gone from 50 to 70 pills a day down to one.
Definitely.
That's amazing. It's amazing stuff, Brad.
And they can't affect anybody else.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is all taking place then Friday, tomorrow, 5:30 to 8:30 at the Artists Collective at 1200 Albany Avenue in Hartford, and it's absolutely free.
Definitely, definitely. And we will be celebrating as well the U equals U, the undetectable means untransmittable, because it's a huge step in the evolution of HIV/AIDS.
All right. Thank you again. Giovanni Rolon, thank you. We appreciate it. Congratulations, and have a wonderful night tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, when you stop to think about it.
Yeah. My son's mom was involved in pharmaceutical research that touched on HIV for years, and I remember her telling me, she goes, it's coming along. We're getting a little closer. You know, it took them a while to get a handle on how the AIDS virus mutated. It kept mutating every time they would introduce a new medication to fight it. But now it's, you know, as Giovanni Rolon just said,
one pill a day.
If you just take the one pill a day, you really cannot infect anyone else.